Okay, before we read one book.
One book of a time.
One book of a time. Accident! Bingo had an accident. My goodness. What did Bingo do?
He turned it.
Yep.
Why?
Psych thinks because he likes to bump into apple carts. He turns and he can bump into the apple carts. Old Bingo. Aircraft. Barrington Crow is an aircraft pilot. He's a daredevil who zooms through the air. Be more careful, Baron. A passenger is boarding a plane. Where's the passenger plane? That's one. And this is another passenger plane. This is the kind that we're going to go on.
Yeah.
This kind up here. An RB-1011 or a 737 or one of the big ones. A big jet plane.
Read this one.
Among. Mama divided the cake among the beggars. She gave some to each of them. Poor beggars. Why poor beggars?
Why poor beggars?
Because Mama doesn't make very good cake. Mama always burns her cake, remember?
Mama.
She's just not a very good cook.
This is Mama.
That's Mama Bear. Yep.
What's
she doing?
Cutting.
What's she cutting that way?
A knife.
Nope.
It's her hand.
Nope. She's cutting it with an axe.
She's cutting it with an axe. Why is she cutting it with an axe?
Because it's such a tough cake. You have to cut it with an axe.
This way.
Astronaut. Baron von Crow wants to be an astronaut. He wants to go to outer space. Baron, an astronaut needs a spaceship, not an airplane.
Why?
Because an airplane won't go far enough to get you to outer space.
This
says bathroom. Big Hilda is taking a bath in the bathroom. What do you need to take a bath?
Can we finish this?
I know a little bit more. What do you need to take a bath?
Wash your hands.
Yeah, but what do you need to use to wash your hands with?
Some soap.
That's the soap. You need water, don't you?
Need water.
And you need a towel to dry them off.
You need this one.
This is called Believe. The beggar said that they had not had a bath for 50 months. Mama believes that they are telling the truth. How does she know?
They're not sad.
No, they're not sad, but they're very dirty. They haven't had a bath for a long, 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 long time.
This
is not. Boat. Mr. Pixit's boat has a hole in the bottom. Water is coming into the hole and filling the boat. It will sink. Mr. Pixit is drilling another hole. Why is he drilling another hole?
Yeah.
Why is he drilling another hole?
The water will come out of another hole.
Is that dumb?
Yeah. Eat this one.
Which one?
This one.
Bone. Bingo went into a restaurant. The waiter served him a bone for lunch. You think that was yummy?
Yeah.
Look what Dingo did. What did he take into the restaurant with him?
A hat.
And what else?
And what else? His car.
Are you allowed to take your car into a restaurant?
No.
Dingo, get that car out of there.
You drive it right out.
You put it in the parking lot and you walk back in, please.
Why?
Because that's what you do in restaurants. You don't drive into a restaurant with a car. Here's the Dutch house.
Who's this one?
That one? Bubble. Bilgey is blowing bubbles. A bubble burst on Huckle's nose.
Why?
Have you ever blown bubbles with you? Do you blow bubbles at school sometimes?
No.
Well, that's kind of silly. We should buy you some bubble stuff. It's really fun to blow bubbles.
Who's this one?
Oh my God.
bump.
Bingo drove down the bumpy road. He bumped into Mr. Fix-It. They both got bumps on their heads.
They're sand.
Itchy, itchy, itchy. Wipe. Wanna blow?
No.
Clear. Mama Bear wanted to clear up after dinner, but in clearing the table, she picked up the tablecloth and said, you know, that's one way to clear it quickly, Mama.
This is the tablecloth.
Yeah, look, she's pulling the tablecloth. All the dishes are going off on the floor.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you pick up the tablecloth and it has dishes on it, suckers. They are off on the floor.
And they all break.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a break?
It's gonna break, I bet. Cook. Ma Pig is a good cook. She is cooking some soup. How did that shoe ever get into her soup? Maybe she's making shoe soup.
Why?
I don't know. Crash. Dingo crashed into the train. Cross. Dingo stopped his car at the crossing to let the children cross the street. Very good, Dingo.
Sometimes
Dingo's a good driver. When there are little kids around, then Dingo tries to be very careful.
Different.
The piglets are alike. They all look the same. Turkle and Macintosh are different. They don't look at all alike. Can you think of two things that are the same, Nathaniel?
Yeah. Different.
Down. Spuds climbed up a ladder and slid down the slide. Yeah. Nice slide, Spuds. Maybe he's like you. Maybe he really likes to slide down slides. Kind of course. Empty. The barrel was full of treacle. It was knocked over and now it is empty. Kale out of the treacle mumbles.
Yeah.
Well, you know what treacle is, Nathaniel? Treacle is syrup. It's real sticky. You get your kale in it, then you got a very sticky kale.
Yeah.
Because treacle is very sticky.
It's
all sugary. It's got sugar in it. It's sticky. Like melted ice cream. Explode. Mama Bear's cake exploded. What did you put in that cake, Mama?
What?
I don't know. Maybe some dynamite.
A pop.
It popped. It exploded.
Why?
And she put something in it that shouldn't have been there.
A pot.
A tea kettle.
Carry some of that stuff back like that.
Well, he's going to be doing standby.
Right.
So I think it's better if he not do
that. Right.
If he just take one bag that he can put in it.
Well, we've got a pretty big, soft suitcase up there. We could pack a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If it was in
boxes. Maybe the tricycle box. Okay, Nathan, I'm reading to you now. Fall. Squeaky fell asleep under a tree. Bully tripped over him and had a nasty fall. Then an apple fell on his head. Poor Bully.
Yeah. He's crying.
Yeah. He fell. Who's this over here, Nathaniel? Do you need to go pee-pee?
Mm-hmm. Act like we do.
What's this say?
Whoa.
Right. Dingo is driving too fast. The sign tells him to go slow. Stop going so fast, Dingo.
Sign doesn't
talk. No, the sign, you can read the sign, right?
Yeah.
So when you read the sign says, slow.
Hey, should we just leave the book open right here and go? You can go pee pee for a second, and then we'll come right back and finish it. Leave it open. Let's read two more pages, and then we can go pee pee, and then come back.
I will go pee pee.
Okay. Can you slide behind me? No. Okay. Okay.
Did you have some breakfast?
No. We're reading the book now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
He's full.
Full?
Yeah. Follow. Paw Pig followed Dingo into the mud hole. Look, where's Dingo? Oh my gosh, what's he doing?
He's doing falling.
Turning
over. I saw
the advertising. If you ever need to buy a present for a kid, buy these books. They're just incredible. For a kid. Here's the other one. Dingo backed his car out of the garage. It's okay, we're going to read it in the annual. Grandma's just looking at it. She's going to leave it here.
I got to remember this.
He forgot to open the door first. Just remember Richard's scary there. Any of his books are good. The big ones. Oh my gosh, look at that. You know what that is? It's a garage. Mr. Fix-It repairs cars in his garage. But he's got so many cars in there, Nathaniel, and I don't know how he's ever going to get them all fixed.
Why?
Look, they're all piled up in his garage. He's really got a lot of work to do. You better work hard to get those cars all fixed.
Well, why are they broken?
They had accidents.
This car's not broken.
I bet it is. It wouldn't be in the garage if it weren't broken.
The back is broken.
Yeah, I think the back is broken a little bit.
No, this is not broken.
No, that's not broken.
This car's not broken.
What's it doing to the roof, do you think?
Driving. And don't go ooh, down the roof.
It's going to be broken when it comes off that roof.
Why?
Because it's going to bounce. It hits the bottom. It hits the ground.
It's gonna go boomy.
No,
it's gonna go bounce.
Right.
And it's gonna bump into the egg truck.
That's not the egg truck. That's the garbage truck.
It's gonna bump into the garbage truck.
See right there, it says garbage
truck. This way?
Yeah, we're going the right way in this book.
Read this way.
Grow. Haggis grows vegetables in his garden. Macintosh. Movie Bigger eats them, so he will grow bigger.
Read this way.
Here. Mrs. Fishhead said, come here. Supper is ready. Captain Fishhead called. I can't. I'm stranded out here on a rock. Look, where's Captain Fishhead?
Well, he can't because he's stranded on the rock.
Well, Captain Fishhead was in his boat, and the tide went out and left his boat sticking up on a rock. And when a boat is on a rock, you can't go anywhere in it. You're stranded. The blue egg truck that looks like the garbage truck. What happened to it?
What happened to it? It got broken.
How?
How?
Who ran into it?
Dingo. Dingo's face broke.
Dingo's hat came down over his face.
Why?
Because he ran into the egg truck.
This is Dingo?
Yep, that's Dingo.
Dingo's face broke.
No, it's not broken, it's just that his hat came down over it. That's his hat.
He's all colored?
Yeah, he's all colored.
Why?
Well, because he has different colored clothes on. Richard Scarry colored him in. Honk. Honk, honk. Dingo likes to honk his horn.
Does he call
it's a car horn. Who's he honking at?
That's it.
Who's that? I'm going to pull the book down so you can see. Who's Dingo honking at?
Little mouse.
Little mouse.
Yeah.
Probably because Little Mouse is driving at a safe speed and Dingo wants to go faster.
Ink.
How the cat draws pictures with a pen and a bottle of ink. It is important to put the ink on the paper, not anywhere else.
Why?
Where did he put the ink?
On the table.
Oh, he stole it, didn't he?
Why?
Because he wasn't very careful. Look, who's he drawing a picture of?
He's drawing a picture of a big mouse.
Right. Here's the little mouse that he's drawing a big picture of. He's drawing a portrait of a mouse.
Keep.
Papa Bear gave Mama Bear a new vacuum cleaner to keep. It is to help her keep the house clean. But it keeps running up the walls.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. It's a little bit too ambitious, that vacuum cleaner is.
That keeps running up the walls.
It just does.
And then it went out the window?
It might do that.
It's my fault of
play. Keep your windows closed, Mama.
It's leaving
it
open.
Yep.
It's
fun. What's happening here?
What's happening here?
What's happening?
I'm all over the floor.
Yes, and what else is all over the floor?
This is all over the floor.
What else?
And
flower?
Flower is all over the floor.
And what else?
And a book.
Yeah, a book, and what's this over here?
Paint.
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
And the water's running over, they're having a flood.
And the water?
Oh my gosh, what a mess. Mama Bear is not going to be very happy when she gets home.
Why?
She's going to have to clean up this mess.
She's looking in the window.
She's coming home from shopping.
Why?
And when she was away, the three beggars decided to bake her a cake. They were going to surprise her. She's going to be really surprised at what a mess it is.
And what's this?
That's a roasting pan.
What do you have inside it?
Nothing.
Why?
Just doesn't. Okay, Daniel, we're going to have to read this book a little bit faster, I'm afraid.
And read this one a little bit faster.
Well, we'll read that one a little bit later.
Oh.
Because we have to help Daddy pack, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's finish this book and then help Daddy pack and then read the other book. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Read this one.
Lazy. The beggars are a lazy bunch of loafers. They just hang around doing nothing. What do you want to read? Librarian. Miss Page is the librarian at the library. She's helping Flossie find a book to read. Do you know your librarian's name?
Making library song.
The library song. Marion the librarian.
Just a small one?
Mm-hmm, just a short song.
Read this one.
The librarian. Line. There is a line of people waiting for the bus. Alley Cat is painting a line down the middle of the street. Oh my gosh, what did Alley Cat do?
He went on the bus.
Oh my gosh.
It didn't come off.
You better get that paint off that bus, Alley Cat. That wasn't the idea. You were supposed to go underneath the bus, down the middle of the street. He wasn't looking where he was going.
Up the bus.
Right up the bus. Whoosh, over the bus.
Way back.
Because the bus was on the way.
The bus was in the way.
The first time we got a flight,
all in the room.
So
Medicine. Nurse Nora gives Dr. Phil his medicine. Soon he will feel much better. Where's his medicine? Here's the bottle. And there's just plenty full of it.
It's going to be all gone.
Yep. Dr. Phil is going to eat up his medicine.
It's going to get sick.
Last time didn't do much good.
He is sick. He's going to get better.
He's not fine.
No.
I got a bunch of plants
down. Oh, what's happening? What's Haggis doing? Macintosh doing? That's right.
Why?
Dingle's car was stuck.
Why?
So Macintosh moved it. It wouldn't go. Hey, let's turn the page.
How about this
one? Music. What's happening?
Oh, the music is coming out.
All the music is coming out.
Yeah.
What's Tom playing? Trumpet?
Trumpet.
And a...
And a... Piano?
Right. And a...
And a... Guitar?
Double bass?
Double bass. And a tuba?
Oh, there's a tuba. And here's a banjo.
The banjo.
Banjo on my knee.
And the banjo on my knee. Mm-hmm. And this.
And this, Nathaniel, is a saxophone. We turned the television on a couple of weeks ago. There's saxophone music on. Yeah. And Nathaniel said, why the television's crying?
Why
the television's crying?
It wasn't crying. It was just somebody playing a saxophone.
Okay, saxophone sounds like that.
Yeah, it sounds real sad sometimes.
Why?
It kind of talks.
Why?
Just the way it sounds.
What
does this say?
Whoa.
Stop.
Stop. I'm just going.
Now. Dingo must stop right now. What will happen if Dingo doesn't stop?
Something.
No. What'll he do?
What'll he do?
Go into the...
Go into... The pool.
Go into the water.
Go into the water.
He's right at the end of the pier.
Wow.
This is. Okay, go to page 6. What's Dingo doing? Dingo is oiling his car. The oil keeps the car from squeaking. Squeaking.
Why?
You know, like our front door in our car? It goes squeak, squeak. Every time we open it, what has to happen is we have to go oil it so it won't squeak anymore.
That needs to squeak?
That's right. That's the door that needs to be oiled so it won't squeak anymore.
Let's oil Daddy's car.
That's a good idea. Let's do that when we get home.
Let's oil Daddy's door.
Okay.
What's he doing?
That's right. It's called white water because it's going over a waterfall. And Moe's moose, is going right over the waterfall in his canoe. His own canoe that belongs to him. Who's in the helicopter?
It's in the helicopter.
Spud's the potato bug?
Yeah. Spud's the potato bug.
Is
somebody else supposed to be the helicopter?
Somebody else is? What's wrong with Spud's?
He's too little.
Oh, he's too little to be in all of them?
Yeah.
It was just a little helicopter.
Who's
this
one?
Pick. Mother picked flowers in the garden, and she picked out her very nicest vase to put them in. Now, Babykins is picking up the vase. Be careful. What's going to happen? What's Babykins doing to the vase? He's going to drop it and break it.
Why?
Because it's too big for him to pick up. Babykins is pretty little.
That's the mommy.
That's his mommy.
Why?
It is.
She's bigger.
She's bigger than baby is.
Yeah. Mommies are generally bigger than their kids until the kids get to be full grown.
But then, like, you know Eric? You know who's Eric, who Eric's mommy is?
What?
Who's Eric's mommy?
I know. He did
that. This says place. Tom and Kitty sat in their places at the table. Mother placed the cake on the table. Squeaky! What's Squeaky doing?
What's Squeaky doing? That's not a good place to sit.
That's right.
Why?
Well, we don't like mouses on top of our cakeses.
No.
Because, please get off the cake, Squeaky, and sit at the table if you want a piece of cake.
Right there at the table and a piece of cake.
That's the proper way to eat cake. You sit at the table, not on the cake. I mean, you don't sit on your yogurt when you want to eat your yogurt, do you? Right, you just make a big mess. Well, tell Squeaky to get off there, and then let's turn the page.
Squeaky, get off there! Get off there, Squeaky! Squeaky, Squeaky! Get off there! Get off there!
Okay, now. I think you're stepping in things. You shouldn't be stepping in. Okay.
Dirt.
That
one baby chair is hanging there.
Somebody
had enough dirt in there. You just touch it, a little water in there, and it runs out the bottom.
Oh! Present. Look, what did Dingo get for a birthday present?
Scarf.
A scarf?
Mm-hmm.
No, look. What's underneath the bow?
What? A car
with a big bow on it.
Why?
Somebody put a big bow on it so that Dingo would know it was a present for him.
Is Dingo knowing then?
Dingo knows now. He's really happy, isn't he?
Why?
Dingo likes cars.
He just said.
Race. Dingo is having a race. Who's he having a race with?
Bears and crows.
Who can go fastest?
Dingo.
Do you think?
And Bear Hunt Crow.
Bear Hunt Crow can go pretty fast, too. Doodle-Doo went for a ride with Dingo. He's never going riding with him again.
Why?
Why?
Because he's going to be scared again.
Right. He's Dingo. He's not a very good driver. What's Dingo doing right now?
What's Dingo doing right now?
He's just about to drive off the...
Off the...
Cliff!
Cliff.
This is called a cliff.
Why are you about to drive off the cliff?
Because he was going too fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to go slower.
You go slower when you're driving around curves. You can't go so fast around curves. You can't steer your car.
Go off the road.
You just go right off the road, and if it's a cliff, that's really bad, because then you go off the whole mountain.
Why? He's going slower?
He's a good driver.
He's going slower?
Yep.
Then he can go faster?
And when he gets around the curve, he can go faster.
Why?
You can go faster when it's straight than you can when it's curved. What's Dingo doing?
What's Dingo doing?
What's he doing?
He's backwards.
He's curving all over the street.
Curving all over the street.
You know what it says here?
What?
It says safe. It is not safe to play in the street. Always play on the pavement or in your garden.
Why?
Why? Why? Why shouldn't you play in the street?
Bite.
Bite, yeah. There might be some terrible driver like Dingo come along and bump him. What's Papa doing?
What's Papa doing?
That's Mama. Doing? This is Papa. What's Papa doing?
What's Papa doing? We have a TV.
Yes. Why do you think Mama has to put the food on top of the TV?
Why?
So they could eat. Because I think Father is watching a football game and he doesn't want to go to sit at the dining room table.
Wow.
So he just gets his dinner right at the top of the television.
Top of the TV.
Can you say television?
Television.
Wow, that's very good.
Read this one.
Side. Captain Fishhead dropped his watch over the side of his boat. Look on the other side too, Fishhead.
Why?
Just because you never know where it is.
This is his watch.
No, that's a fish.
This
watch sank to the bottom of the water.
Then why came out?
It fell off his wrist.
Why?
Just did. Strap broke.
Read this one.
You know what that says?
Whoa.
Danger.
Danger.
Blinky is sliding on the smooth ice. What'll happen if he goes over here where it says danger?
Stop.
He'll go right through because that ice is thin over there. And when the ice is thin, then you can go right through it and haul into the cold, cold water. The ice will break.
Why?
Because sometimes when it hasn't been freezing very long, then the ice is too thin to walk on. Which one? Spill? Father spilled the milk.
Why?
He wasn't watching. That's right. You shouldn't try to pour milk when you're reading the newspaper, should you?
Why?
Did you like this?
Why?
This stand. He's sad because he's not getting any milk. The milk is getting all spilled. Why did the milk get spilled? Because Father wasn't watching what he was doing.
And this is Mother.
No, that's Baby. That's Baby Pins. Come on, we've got to go help Daddy pack.
Read this
book. Stop. The bus stopped at the bus stop. Stop crying, children. Why are the kids crying? Why are the piglets crying?
Why?
Because they had to get off the bus.
Why?
Because they were at their stop. Do you like to get off the bus?
Yeah.
You do? I thought you liked to stay on the bus all the time.
I like to get off.
Okay. What's Dingo doing?
Swimming across the river.
Yes, why?
So car won't get ruined.
Very good.
Sister.
Oh, what's Dingo doing? Where did Dingo put his car?
On his couch, read it.
What is that thing Dingo brought into the house with him?
His car.
The thing for him to do is take it outside.
Ooh, he didn't go down the arm.
No, just drive right over the arm and get that car off the couch, Dingo. Dingo does the dumbest things.
It's going to roll off the couch?
He's going to drive it off the couch.
And it's going to go bump on the floor?
Bump on the floor. Whoops, bump your head. Don't bump your head, Dingo. That's kind of dumb.
Wow.
That hurts. Okay, what do you want to look at in this page?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh. Oh my gosh, what is Dingo trying to do? Does he think he's a train?
No.
Well, what's he doing?
I'm in the railroad track.
Get off those tracks, Dingo. Only trains are allowed on railroad tracks.
I always train Well, why run across the railroad track?
Well, you know, Dingo, you just can't predict what he's going to do. If there's something you shouldn't do with a car, then Dingo will do it.
Why run across the railroad track?
I guess because he wanted to get over here and drive on the railroad tracks. He wanted to pretend he was a train.
Why?
I don't know. Who knows?
Dingo knows,
that's right. All these lorries, vans, trailers, buses are called transport because they carry things. Dingo has a new red racing car. Look out, all you other drivers. Look out. Oh, that Dingo. What's Dingo doing?
What's Dingo doing? Oh, that Dingo.
He's driving too fast again.
He went
through
there.
That's right.
Why?
He's driving too fast.
And he...
Yeah, and he almost knocked over the motorcycle. And he made that dump truck dump out his load. He caused all sorts of accidents, Dingo did, by going too fast.
Why
Dingo
broke the window, the wheel?
Well, Dingo made that garbage truck go too fast, and the wheel came off.
Why?
Just did.
On the other side? On this side?
No, from here. Okay, Boo, next page.
Use.
He says use. Chips was using a sledgehammer to drive fence posts into the ground. Oh dear, what happened?
Didn't tell him why.
Why?
Because he was falling in his car.
Because Chips hit his car with a sledgehammer. By mistake.
He fell out.
And he bounced right out.
We read this one.
Village. Squeaky is driving his car through the little village. Goodness, Squeaky, what a long car you have.
Wow.
Look at how long Squeaky's car is.
Look at the truck.
It looks like a truck, doesn't it? It's not that, it's just a very long car. Is that a little mouse?
This is a very long car too.
That's it, this is a very long car.
Huh?
It came apart?
No, it passed a curve to go through the streets of the village. Water. Boats sail on water. Rainwater falls from the sky. Water comes out of hoses, too. Water is always...
Always.
What is water?
This boat is waiting.
That boat is waiting. It's waiting?
It's waiting for the pigs.
Yes, it's waiting for the pigs. The pigs are waiting in the water.
So the boat can hit him?
Yep. Through which door did he drive out of the barn? That's right.
For that one.
I don't know, he just did. Just maybe he likes coming down slides like you do. What happened? Yep. What did he do?
He
drove his car into the river.
Why?
Because he's a terrible
driver. Can you read this one?
That says Dingo, fast driver. What's this? What's that called?
What does this lesson? That's what name guy is.
What's the last name of that guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know their names, honey. Do you know what kind of a boat this is?
What?
It's called a gondola.
A gondola?
Yeah.
Oh. Say, when you pull that, using tissue. Did he throw all that tissue?
Zip. Smiley Zipper is stopping, trying to unzip it.
Why?
So he can get out of his sleepy suit.
Yeah.
Why does his sleepy suit?
It's his sleepy suit, that's what he sleeps in. Just like your sleepy suits.
Why is stuck?
Sometimes your zipper gets stuck too, doesn't it?
Why?
It's broken. What's this say?